I was making some confessions this morning, and I had made the confession that I was empowered and equipped by the Spirit of God. Therefore, I lay down my life this day that my Father can use my life for His will be done here on this earth. And recently, I had had some revelation knowledge about a scripture that where Jesus had talked about those who would appear to Him before heaven and wouldn't be allowed in and would make the declaration that, well, we did these works in Your name. We cast out devils. We healed the sick in Your name. And Jesus responded with, get away from here. I knew you not. And I know that's raised a lot of questions for me over the years. How could that be? And does that put us at risk? And what does that actually say? What does that mean? So the other day, what He had showed me was some revelation on that, where He said to me that there are things that will be done in His name where it still wouldn't necessarily merit someone getting into heaven. Well, this morning after I made that confession, what He actually ended up also saying to me right away in the Spirit was, He said to me that if works are done through someone's life, through a person's life, and that that person then shows up into heaven claiming credit for those works being done. In other words, get what these people were saying when they showed up to heaven, showed up to Jesus' doorstep, trying to get in. We did these works in Your name. And His response was, get away from me, I knew you not. Remember what Jesus did? Here's Jesus walking this earth. And miracles are occurring through His life, everywhere He goes. Signs and wonders. But you know what? He didn't take credit for those things. He didn't say, I did these works, I did this, I did that. What did He do? He gave credit where credit was due. He gave credit to the Father, His Father, for those works. These works that I do, they are not my own, but they are of my Father who sent me. Because that's really what was going on. It was Jesus as a man yielding His life to the Spirit of God that was within Him, but it was the Spirit of God that was accomplishing the works in accordance with God's will, as God will, as the Spirit will, not Jesus the man. And He was wise enough, obviously, to realize that and gave credit where credit was due, whereas in opposition to that, those who Jesus was speaking of were those who never really knew Him and who were still self-centered and still prideful, even about the Father's works that were being done through their lives, so that when they showed up in heaven, they really had no clue what had really taken place. They had maybe just used His name to get something, seemingly get something accomplished, but in fact, they were invoking the Spirit of God, and that's how those miracles were occurring. But when they showed up at heaven's doorstep at Jesus' foot, they were making claim to those things and giving themselves credit for them pridefully, saying, we did these miracles in Your name. And right away, using that term we and taking possession and credit for those miracles as though they accomplished it and not the Father, Jesus recognized that they weren't walking in the Spirit, they were walking in the flesh, and they were showing up even at His footstep or at heaven's door, also in the flesh, not in the Spirit. That their spirit was literally dead to them because, again, they were taking credit for those works. So what we need to always remember here is the message that Jesus gave about the works themselves, that even He did not take credit for those works. Although we give Jesus credit for those works, in fact, it was the Father doing the works through His life, just as He said. Okay? It's all about God the Father. That's who He gives credit to then. That's who He gives credit to now. And that's who we are to give credit to and obviously be yielded to so that the works can be done, but not on our own, but through the Father. And let the Father do His works through us. We are one with Jesus. Jesus is one with the Father. So, again, it's just a matter of being aware of where the miracles originate from. They originate from the power of the Holy Spirit, which is God's Spirit within us, but it's Him doing the works. It's not us doing the works. It's only by our yielding in cooperating with the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God, that the miracle is going to take place. And it's never by our own power. It's always by the power of God that is within us. So we have no justification and no right to take credit for those things. It's really prideful. And that's not how we were supposed to be. We're not designed to be that way. God doesn't will for us to be that way. And actually, it's a lie to live that way. It's a deceptive imagination to take pride for something that somebody else does or take credit for something somebody else does, even in the natural, but certainly in the spirit realm.